Blog Talk Radio.
As parents, most adults do whatever is necessary to protect their children. Even with the best intentions, the unexpected can happen. Parents do not have the foresight to see what will happen 1 minute into the future. Sometimes with multitasking, being single parents, or just being in an economy where families have been stretched to wits' ends, making it difficult to make it financially, these combinations can take their toll. Now, add a car collision to what includes not only you, but your children. Instantly, your lives have changed, adding more tribulations. Where do you go from here? Let's talk about you and your child in a car accident today, here on Estra's Radio Show. Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. This May 11, 2013, this is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you, your family, friends, and community. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. On this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. So dial 718-766-4385. Again, dial 718-766-4385 right now to participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you may need to hear your story of a family car accident. If you're calling after the show, call 206-203-4686. Again, that number is 206-203-4686 to provide your comments or tweet at Estra's Radio Show. I'd like to wish all moms and mothers to be a happy Mother's Day this Sunday. And I wish those families with missing or deceased children are comforted on this day, hoping you'll find peace and joy in the memories of your loved ones. I'd also like to give recognition to International Nurses Day and give a big thank you to all the nurses around the world that care for the wounded and sick. Your comfort and care is invaluable. Last but not least, I'd like to thank Charles Ramsey and the other neighbor for being a hero and helping others in their times of need. It says a lot about the content of their character, which is not based on class, color, or creed. It's nice to see so many American citizens realizing this. Now, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the article. From time to time, I'll stop and take a moment and comment on a section. Our news comes from Chicago Fox 32 News, and the title of the article is Woman Killed, Officers Injured in Southside Traffic Crash by Craig Wall, news reporter. And it says, quote, a motorist was killed when a vehicle she was driving collided with a Chicago police car pursuing a suspect Wednesday morning on the south side. The officers responded shortly before 10:20 a.m. to a call of a home invasion with a firearm in the 7800 block of South Ellis Avenue. The officers spotted a suspect on their way to the home. The police vehicle later collided with another vehicle in the 2400 block of East 76th Street, about 2 miles from the armed home invasion. Two police officers and a woman driving the other car were initially taken to the Northwestern Memorial Hospital. The woman, 56-year-old Jacqueline Reynolds, was pronounced dead. The officers were in stable condition. After the initial collision, the car struck a third vehicle. A male in the third vehicle was hospitalized in stable condition, and a female fled from the scene. Lavanya Noble King said her day had been surreal after learning about what had just happened blocks from her home, where her dear friend was killed. I'm going to go down the article a little bit. Friends say Reynolds was a legal secretary who they will remember for her infectious smile. Very active in Trinity Church and the prison ministry. Noble King adds, a lover of people, a sharp dresser, she was my girl. I am blessed. That was my best friend. Lavinia said Jacqueline Reynolds was on her way to a funeral when the accident happened. Now they're planning for hers. Police News Affairs declined to comment on if anybody is in custody. The Police Major Accident Investigation Unit and Area South Detectives are investigating. End quote. It's very difficult when these type of injuries happen. Sometimes everyone's looking for answers. This is certainly a tragic situation. Unfortunately, somebody's desire to rob someone resulted in the death and injuries of other people. Sometimes when officers go to a scene trying to assist people, sometimes things don't go quite as planned. So we have to step back and realize that most people in these situations are doing the very best that they can. It just is unfortunate when the outcome is not as positive as we'd hope them to be. I hope that everyone that are injured are able to recover quickly. I hope family will be comforted through their grief. Our second personal injury in the news this week comes from WSOCTV.com. And the title of the article is Man Calls Brother Killed Helping During a Wreck a Hero. And it's by Nate Stewart, and it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Quote, the brother of one of the victims who died in Monday's tragic Interstate 77 accident is speaking out Friday. Antonio Thorpe was hit and killed by a tractor trailer after pulling over to try to help a man in a separate car accident. After the accident Monday night, troopers shut down almost 4 miles of I-77 North. D'Amico Thorpe said Friday his brother died trying to save another man's life. What eases my heart is that he died helping somebody else. D'Amico Thorpe said. He added he didn't want his brother remembered as a good Samaritan. He spent his life looking up to his older brother Antonio, a physical trainer who had a passion for video games and writing about superheroes. He died doing the things he wrote about. He died doing the things he dreamed about. Just that night, it was his kryptonite, D'Amico Thorpe said. D'Amico Thorpe said Antonio was returning home from a charity event when he noticed an accident on the side of the road. State Highway Patrol says a car driven by Nee Nugent had overturned and came to rest on its driver's side in the roadway. Antonio pulled over to help. He tried to pull him out, but he turned around and saw traffic coming and put his hands up to stop, he said. Highway Patrol said a tractor trailer driven by Larry Hodge was unaware of the collision and crashed into Antonio Thorpe and the vehicle that Nugent was in. D'Amico arrived to the violent scene in disbelief. I looked at the accident and, man, I was like, where's everybody? Antonio Thorpe and Nugent died at the scene. D'Amico Thorpe said his brother lost his life trying to save another. He has always wanted to be some kind of superhero, some type of savior, some type of action figure. We all grew up like that, said D'Amico Thorpe. Everybody keeps saying he's a good Samaritan. He's a good Samaritan. He's more than a good Samaritan. He's a hero. The families have set up a fundraiser to help offset the financial burden of the Thorpe's family. They will honor his wish at a memorial service next Tuesday. End quote. You know, the next time you hear that we've forgotten how to help each other, think on this story and the first story. Many people every day are good Samaritans. We just don't hear about them. Let's hope both of these families get the support needed in the healing process and that people actually donate to help cover their expenses. In my opinion, when everyone lives doing the things they enjoy, it's a life well spent. Now for my commentary on you and your child in a car accident. Parents typically worry about the daily lives of their children and take precautions to protect them. Unfortunately, no one is safe from the unpredictable. In the news as of late, we've seen this with abductions, bombings, and shooting sprees. Every day seems normal, yet has the opportunity not to be ordinary. This is even more unnerving when it involves children, as many Sandy Hook parents can attest to. Now, you and your family are dealing with personal injuries from a car accident, and many parents feel worse if it turns out to be their fault that caused the collision. First, realize accidents happen daily, on an average about 1,000-plus people in a single day. Blame does nothing but add more problems to a very difficult situation. Although individuals process grief differently, support through this process can make healing possible. Sometimes we may not understand why people behave the way they do while grieving, but your support and understanding through the hardships can be like a soothing ointment to their souls. However, violence or abuse of any kind is not acceptable. If this happens to you, call 911 and get away from the situation. No one deserves to be harassed, intimidated, or abused, regardless of the circumstances. Every person deserves respect. So recognize this is not a privilege, but a right for all people. Taking care of yourself is very important. If you are open to sharing some of your concerns with your children at a level they can understand, this will also help them to open up and share with you. Make sure that your child is examined thoroughly. Sometimes it is taken for granted that children's injuries are not as serious. In my opinion, this is why it's important to communicate with your child on a level that helps them to express their concerns and conditions. If you find it difficult or need help, realize counseling is an option for both of you. There is nothing wrong with needing a little help. Remember, the goal is complete recovery, and making sure your child can move past this event is crucial to their future. If you have friends or family to help on occasion, this may speed up your recovery. If not, try to schedule activities so not overwhelming, and allow for rest between tasks. Remember that you are recovering too and need rest. Prospectively, if you manage things well, things also benefit your children. Realize things may not always go well, so be patient and continue to make the best of a difficult situation. If you or your child needs resources, make sure to seek out assistance. There's no shame in asking for help. In fact, in my opinion, it shows strength to seek out ways to find assistance. Make sure to check insurance policies regarding children and state laws that apply. The key is to pace yourself. Your family will get through this. Stay as supportive of each other as possible. And be patient and caring of each other. Realize this situation could happen to anyone. By keeping you and your child in the forefront of concerns, in my opinion, it will help keep both of you moving towards recovery. Remember that Estra's blog tips on Blogger, this show, Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio, and Estra TV can be viewed on YouTube under Estra's blog, is available as a resource. May you have a speedy recovery, both you and your children. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinion and have no association with the writers. And of course, I'll be stopping every once in a while and commenting on a section. We're going to start with some national car statistics that come to us from avo.com. And it's written by Daniel Paul Budafu Co. And it gives national car statistics. So I'm going to read some of those off. It says, there are more than 6 million car accidents each year in the United States. So you know that that's a lot of people, and a lot of people who are injured. A person dies in a car accident every 12 minutes, and each year car crashes kill 40,000 people. So don't you feel lucky today? I certainly do. The leading cause of death for individuals between 2 and 34 years old is motor vehicle crashes. Someone is injured by a car crash every 14 seconds, and about 2 million of the people injured in car accidents each year suffer permanent injuries. So I want to stop here for a moment and so realize that approximately 2 million other people are going through the same suffering and injury that your family is. So a lot of the things that are happening to you may be a lot more common than you realize. The next one. Over 25% of all drivers were involved in an auto accident in a 5-year period. So that's a lot of people. Excessive speed is the second most common cause of deadly auto accidents, which accounts for approximately 30% of fatal accidents. So realize you've got time to get where you want to get to. Take your time. Realize that if you're late, you're late. You know, you'll be on time next time. But the key is to have a next time to get there. Car crashes cost each American more than $1,000 a year. $164.2 billion is the total cost each year in the United States. Ooh, that sounds pretty painful. Maybe some of the things insurance companies talk about, they have a point. That's pretty expensive, although most of them are actually doing quite well for their investors right now. Okay, let me go to the next one. Car accidents are the leading cause of death for kids between 2 and 14. About 2,000 children die each year from injuries caused by accidents. And if, you know, this is one of your children we're speaking about today, it's very painful to lose a child, and I hope that you're getting the help you need. It takes a long time to get over the loss of a child, so make sure that you realize that, and actually many people don't get over, you just learn to actually live through this. So make sure that you are aware of that, and if you need help, you're getting help. But, you know, that those memories will always be with you, and nothing can take that from you. Each year, almost 250,000 children are injured in car crashes, meaning nearly 700 kids are harmed every day. So when your child asks you, you know, did this just happen to them, you can say, no, a lot of kids were hurt today, and a lot of kids recovered, and they will too. And if it's changed their lives will still go on, and they'll be able to do a lot of their dreams, and they may be very creative in finding ways to go ahead and do the things that they've dreamed. This last week, I heard of a person that was blind that learned how to actually do the high jump in track and field. So anything is possible. So don't be discouraged. Stay hopeful. And also encourage your children. Annual global road statistics. It says nearly 1.3 million people die in road crashes each year. On an average, 3,287 deaths a day. That's a lot of people dying from car accidents. So be safe out there and know nothing is worth your life. An additional 20 to 50 million are injured or disabled. That means there are a lot of people that are injured from car accidents. So when people say, are you the only one? Tell them no. There's between 20 and 50 million people who are injured or disabled. More than half of all road traffic deaths occur among youth ages 15 to 44. Now remember, these are global statistics we're talking here. Previously, we were talking about statistics just within the United States. Road crashes are the leading cause of death among young people aged 15 to 29 and the second leading cause of death worldwide among young people ages 5 to 14. So you can see, making sure that your child is properly fastened in their seatbelt when you get in, that if something comes up and you're rushing, trying to hurry, to make sure that you say, you know what, I'm going to calm down and take my time and make sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do. I'm not going to be trying to rush. I'm not going to speed. I'm not going to cut corners. I'm just going to drive safely because my family's important and I'm important. And if an accident happens, know that thousands of them happen every single day, and it is an accident. Each year, nearly 400,000 people under 25 die on the world's roads, on an average of 1,000 people a day. Over 90% of all road fatalities occur in low- and middle-income countries, which have less than half of the world's vehicles. Wow. Road crashes cost USD $518 billion globally. Wow, that's in U.S. dollars, $518 billion globally, costing individual countries from 1 to 2% of their annual gross domestic product. That's a lot. Unless action is taken, road traffic injuries are predicted to become the fifth leading cause of death by 2030. So this means all of us can actually do something to be able to reduce that. We can drive safely and take our time, especially when things are so stressful in most people's lives today. There's so many activities and so many things to contend with. Okay, I want to go on to the next article, and it's by the MissouriInjuryLawyers.com. It says, keeping your kids safe, and it talks a little bit more about children, car statistics, but it's actually more in a story form. So here we go, quote, car accidents are by far the most common types of accidents in which all children are injured. Every year, around 250,000 children are injured in car accidents and trucks nationwide. The number breaks down to approximately 700 children a day. I see children's injury cases all the time, he's talking. And I think I'm going to skip down because some of the stats we've already covered. A National Highway Traffic Safety Administration study revealed that 72% of observed children vehicle safety restraints were being used incorrectly. It is important to remember that if the safety device isn't used correctly, the device itself could contribute to the child's injuries. When a safety device, such as a car seat or a seat belt, is used incorrectly, the risk that the child will suffer serious injury or die increases exponentially. This is due part to the fact that an incorrectly used device could fail, and the unrestrained child is more likely to be thrown at a high rate of speed into the interior of the vehicle. Another contributing factor is the fact that deployed airbags become dangerous to a child who is not restrained in a vehicle. Take the time to use a device and use it correctly, and the child's chance of surviving the accident without injury increases substantially. The NHTSA, that's the Highway Traffic Safety Agency, estimates that a properly used child safety seatbelt lowers the risk of death by 71% for infants and 54% for toddlers for the ages of 1 to 4. Every state requires the approved child safety seats to be used for kids under the age of 5. Unfortunately, only 90% of parents or guardians comply with these laws. A recent study also found that in many accidents in which children were hurt or killed, the injuries were the result of that child being prematurely moved from a child safety seat and into a regular car seat or the front seat of the vehicle. Many child safety advocates argue that weight and height is a far safer and more accurate measuring tool when a child is ready to be moved from a child safety seat and into a regular car seat, end quote. Wow. When heard in terms of others as a statistic, it changes dramatically when it's you. Take comfort in knowing that many of these people have gotten through the process, and you and your child will too. Information provides tools for learning and growing through this journey. So I hope that this, knowing the statistics, also makes you more aware of how often this happens to everyone. I'm going to actually read one more quick one, and it talks about, it's actually an article from King 5 News, and it says, children who survived crash that killed mother leaves hospital. And it's by Zahid Arab, and it's, quote, the family of two young girls who survived a tragic car accident that killed their mother is expressing their gratitude. They say the good Samaritans who spotted them stranded in the cold saved their lives. Ariana Rapp and her two-year-old Lila Huff are both out of the hospital but have a long road to recovery. Their mother, Jessica Rath, 26, was killed February 20th near Nassau on a remote highway. The family said Jessica fell asleep at the wheel, crashing her car into trees. Arianna pulled her sister from the wreckage and wrapped them in blankets. After 8 hours in the cold and rain, two men spotted missing bark from a tree. A closer look revealed the accident. And I want to stop here for a second because this shows you that so many good Samaritans are heroes. There are people out there every day helping other people. And it's just wonderful and remarkable that we would be able to hear of these stories, because these are the ones that we need to know about, that provide us with the encouragement and strength to know that, yes, there are people out there that do care and are supportive. The family, I'm going to go back into the article now. The family is extending their heartfelt gratitude to those men, a nurse that pulled over to comfort the girls, and the first responders and hospital staff who treated them. Arianna suffered head injuries, multiple scrapes and bruises. Lila had bleeding inside her skull, fractured ribs, and fractures to her lower leg. She continues to get treatment for her leg injuries and brain trauma. A private memorial for Jessica was held last week, 2 days before what would have been her 27th birthday. The family is unsure what medical bills will be covered by insurance. An account has been set up at Wells Fargo Bank location under the Rath Huff Benefit Fund, end quote. And it's really an encouraging statement, but I'm sure it's difficult for the girls who will now grow up without their mother. But it's great to know that people do stand in and stand up to help others in need. So accidents do happen, but everyone can move on and still grow and have a life that is productive. So be encouraged and know that, yes, you and your child have been in an accident. Fortunately, you were not one of the people that lost their lives in it, and that you have an opportunity to continue with your life and do what you desired. So remember that there are people around who are willing to help you. There's information out there to help you to learn how to help yourself and your children. And let's see here. We have one more. Let's see here. It's after a severe car accident, teen helps others at Children's Hospital Warrens Rehabilitation Center. And it comes to us from Children's Hospital Michigan. And it's actually Children's at sdmc.org is where the article was pulled from. Quote, Linda and Stephen Livingston of Columbus Township, Michigan, don't recall being overly nervous when their daughter, Alexa, received her driver's license at age 16. She received her permit at 15 and a half, and according to parents, she was really a good driver. Alexa would pretty much just drive back and forth from school or go to a friend's house with a car. But on December 1st, 2008, the day after the first snowfall of the season, and a few months after she received her driver's license, Alexis became a victim of a major car accident that dramatically changed her life. Alexis was driving her friend home from school on an unpaved road. After dropping her friend, she headed home. Alexis was lucky that a resident in the neighborhood who had just passed her going the opposite way down the road looked in the rearview mirror as he was pulling into the driveway and thought it was strange that a car behind him was no longer there. The gentleman decided to drive back to the area and then noticed the car that Alexa was in was off the road and called for help. I need to stop here. And this is another person caring for his fellow citizen. It's just amazing how many people are out there watching and caring. So when people say that there are not people out there helping each other, there are a lot of not only people, but organizations that are out there helping people. I'm back into the article. It says, Although there were no witnesses during the accident, it appears that Alexa had hit a tree with the full impact directly on the driver's door. Linda was at home and about to go to the dentist when the phone rang. She almost ignored the call because she was in a hurry, but something told her she should answer the phone. The phone call was from the state policeman who said Alexa was in a car accident and I should meet them at the local hospital. I asked if she was okay. He would only reply that she had a pulse. That response made her extremely worried, and she wondered how serious the injuries might be. So it goes on, and it talks about Alexa's recovery and the things that she happened. She had a lot of injuries. But she decided that she would actually, since her discharge, we'll start there, quote, since her discharge from the hospital and more than 8 months of therapy, Alexa has had great progress. Linda explains that it was important for Alexa, a dancer since she was 6 years old, to once again dance since it was an activity she loved and excelled at. Linda believes because she was a dancer and very fit that may have helped her tremendously in her recovery. Alexa, who is now able to dance, is enrolled in college and hopes to enter the field of child development. She is also giving back to the community as a volunteer twice a week at the Children's Hospital Warrant Rehabilitation Center, where she receives therapy for many months. The center specializes in rehabilitation for brain injury patients. Alexa loves the staff, and she offers something really special to the other kids undergoing therapy, says Linda. When they see that Alexa has made a great recovery, it can offer hope to other kids in their recovery process, end quote. And this is the thing also to remember, as you recover from your injuries, make sure that you think of ways that you can actually help people in being able to help themselves and be able to get through the process. Because when we all share what we've learned, we all benefit, and it all makes it easier on us to recover. That's it for our show today. I've enjoyed you being here with us. Let's meet back next Saturday so we can continue on with this conversation at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go out to Facebook, Astros Blog Tips, and like us there while looking at today's links. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, the musicians, and also the articles that made our visit today more interesting. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. Oh, I love pickles. I really love pickles. I love pickles a lot. I can eat them in the car or on my bicycle. I can eat them in the parking lot. But you can't eat pickles all the time. That's what my mother said. 'Cause if you do, you'll turn into a great big pickle head. Oh, I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm just a little seed in this big old world when things go wrong. What do you do? I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I did something I don't know what, but I'm in a pickle again. Looks like trouble for sure. The bathtub's full, it's full of bubbles, and water's all over the floor. Well, I bet you a nickel that I'm in a pickle. Ma's gonna come real quick, and when she sees what I've been doing, I'll be a pickle on a stick. Oh, I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm just a little seed in this big old world when things go wrong. What do you do? I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I did something I don't know what, but I'm in a pickle again. Oh, no, not again. Isn't it just my luck? I put my hand in a pickle jar to get me a pickle, and my hand got stuck. You can call me Picklehead. Sometimes that's what I am. Sitting here looking silly. I'm in a dilly.
again. Oh, I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
Just a little seed in this big old world when things go wrong. What do you do? I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I did something, I don't know what, but I'm in a pickle again. Yeah, I love pickles. I really love pickles. I love pickles a lot. I eat them in the car or on my bicycle. I can eat them in the parking lot. But you can't eat pickles all the time. That's what my mother said. Cause if you do, you'll turn into a great big pickle head. Oh, I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
Just a little seed in this big old world when things go wrong. What do you do? I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
He's in a pickle.
I did something, I don't know what, but I'm in a pickle again. I think I did something, I don't know what, but I'm in a pickle again.
Information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you